This is Veterans Voices with Kevin Berger, memories and stories of Minnesota's Vietnam veterans.
I was 24 when I went over there.
As a young nurse, Suzanne Constantini said yes to an Army recruiter. She spent 1 year of her three-year hitch in an ICU in Vietnam.
There were times when it was full and the helicopters continued to come in, and you might work 18 hours a day and just rotate out, get some rest, and come back in.
She's never forgotten what she witnessed.
You would think about it. You could remember the men you took care of. I could wake up in the middle of the night. I could see their face over and over.
Constantini feared resuming her civilian career might trigger memories of nursing the soldiers who couldn't be saved.
You're in adult medicine when you go to Vietnam. So when I came back, trying to readjust, and I told them I didn't want to work ICU, didn't really want to see where all the hip dysarthritis or limb loss was in the rehab unit.
That's why Constantini landed in a pediatric hospital, spending the next four decades caring for children. She credits the Army with indirectly pointing her to a satisfying career and also for finding the love of her life.
I met my husband in the military, and he happened to go to Vietnam a month before I did.
Constantini believes a spouse who's also a Vietnam veteran helped soothe those harsh memories.
We're able to talk about it, and I think that I look at that as a real blessing.
Veterans Voices Vietnam is produced by Amperz in partnership with the Minnesota Humanities Center and support from the state of Minnesota. Online at amperz.org.